South Sudan Government Spokesperson and Information Minister Michael Makwe says extending the arms embargo and targeted sanction for another year is a major setback to the planned graduation of the unified forces. He says the lack of guns means their forces will not be able to do their work.
These forces were supposed to be graduated, but we have been waiting for the situation, which unfortunately did not materialize. We were expecting the lifting of the arms embargo so that a good Samaritan can give us arms for the graduation of these forces. But unfortunately, we lost that, and the arms embargo and the sanctions were renewed for 1 year. So we will graduate them with the sticks, as we said before.
On Friday, South Sudan's permanent representative to the UN, Akwi Bonamalual, told this program that the embargo has hurt its country's peace and security and deprived it of economic opportunities.
You know, the arms in the hand of civilians, it takes time, it takes money, it takes logistics to collect those arms around the country. And what we are saying now is that there has not been a program to do that, because when people are talking, why you don't have a unified command or unified force? And it would be easier if you can have in the storage the arms that you need to graduate the people with.
Colonel Lampol Gabriel, a spokesperson of the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition, strongly disputes Makwe's claims.
The argument that we are not able to graduate because of the arms embargo and because there is no gun is very lame. We are very aware, SSPLIO, that beginning from December to around March, there has been some weapons, a number of weapons, purges that have been coming in to South Sudan. So if that weapon is not for the peace implementation, then what is that weapon for? We shouldn't lie to ourselves. How possible is it that the government can lie to us inside South Sudan when we know ourselves better than the international community?
Colonel Gabriel says it boils down to a lack of political will on the part of the government, adding South Sudan has been importing weapons despite the arms embargo.
We are aware of the hidden agenda behind these forces not being graduated. They want these forces to scatter. They go home. They get frustrated. Then some of these officers from the SLO who are stranded and who are frustrated, who are suffering due to lack of money, due to lack of basic service in the training center, can be tapped to join the government forces. This is what is in place. People want us to go back to war, but we are not going back to any war. We'll continue with this implementation regardless of the challenges.
SSPDF spokesman General Lulwai Kong dismissed the SPLAIO's claim that there is a hidden agenda behind the delay in graduating the armed forces. Kong says the forces at cantonment sites across the country are mixed and have been experiencing the same challenges for the last 3 years.
If they were separate, if they were not in one training center and one unified command at the training center, yes, that allegation would hold water. But that's not true. It is illogical kind of reasoning. It does not make sense. Yeah, they have been training together. They were screened. They were mixed. And they are being commanded by integrated officers out of the training center.
The ceasefire monitoring body, CITISAM VM, has said little has changed at cantonment sites and training centers across the country after visiting the sites. At a technical committee meeting in Juba last week, CITISAM VM chairperson, Lieutenant General Azrat De Niro, urged the unity government to expedite arrangements for the graduation and deployment of unified forces.
CITISAM VM continues to perform its mandate in some very challenging situation in South Sudan. We remain very concerned about reports of continued tensions between the parties in unity and the Upper Nile states that severely strain the peace process and put the lives of many innocent civilians at risk.
General Hedge, the signatories and parties to the revitalized peace agreement to respect the permanent ceasefire and refrain from all violence. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.